The self-reflectiveness of people in this lifestyle is extremely high. Those people, they have a more sustainable lifestyle. Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of the Digital Nomads Daily Podcast. I'm so excited that you're listening today. And today's just going to be me, but I have an episode that I literally just came up with to record because honestly, I just came back from crazy travels. 1 week there, 2 weeks there, 3 weeks there. And now I'm finally back in a place that I can call, I guess, my temporary home. But I was on the flight just like a few hours ago since I hit record. And usually when I'm on a flight, I just like start working, especially it's like daytime. So that's perfect. But I don't know, like I was so like, I wouldn't say emotional, but I was just like really feeling like the vibes of gratitude. So I did another practice that I really love doing. I mean, I feel it every day, but I don't do it every day. Some people have journals, other people do practices through meditations. I mean, there's so many different ways, but today I want to talk about like being grateful for this lifestyle, being grateful for the things that we experience. And also for me today was being grateful just to be in the moment. So a quick background story. I came from Vienna, which is kind of my temporary base this summer. It's really, really nice. Then I went to the Netherlands for a trip and then I went to Barcelona for a weekend getaway with 16 super inspiring women. What we have in common is I'm remote work. Like we somehow are connected through the, I would say like industry or topic remote work. Some of them have been on my podcast, including Rowena, Juliana. Those episodes you can check out. But other people I maybe wanted on my podcast didn't know them yet. And there were also a lot of women that I maybe have met them at Running Remote or we're kind of like internet friends, like LinkedIn friends. But yeah, so it was a very random group. And I was there with these women for the weekend. And it was, it was kind of like a pop-up event or like a meetup. And it was really amazing. So like I said, before that, I was in the Netherlands spending time with my family. I also had some focus time. I was super lucky because the weather was really great in the Netherlands. And yeah, I don't know. Like I really have been loving the flow of like being back in the Netherlands, being back home, but still have a little bit of my own life. Then I had this super amazing weekend with these women. And then cherry on top of the pie, I met a few of my nomad friends in the city of Barcelona. I haven't been in Barcelona for ages. So I didn't really know what to think of it. It was the first time for me to go there as a digital nomad. So that was kind of exciting. And some of the nomads that I met was also Juliana. I met Mark. He was also on my podcast. Then I have met people that were internet friends. And then a friend of mine, Matt, he is going to be on the podcast, or at least we recorded already. I co-lived with him and our friends, some other friends in Spain. So, you know, like a lot of nomadic vibes. I guess that's what you can say. Going back to me going on this plane. So for the last weeks, I have been pretty much in my extrovert vibes. I really love that. But I also realized that I love being on my own. I love building my business, which is super hard when you're constantly traveling. So I had to manage my energy a lot. And that was a little bit more difficult than usual when I'm just doing my own flow. I managed. It was all good. But because that was so top of mind, I had a lot of conversations about this. And I don't know, like I just also showed up with more vulnerability, I guess. And people were vulnerable towards me. And it was a lot of connection and connection and connection and connection. So today, I woke up, I went on the plane. Quick tip for everyone who's flying with Ryanair from Barcelona. They do not have separated check-in luggage or flight lanes. Everyone goes in the same lane. So I was really afraid I would miss my flight, didn't notice. But yeah, luckily I got it. So I was on the flight and I don't know, I just sat down and I had these, like I said in the beginning, I had these feelings, strong feelings of gratitude. So I started writing. I just started writing and every sentence starts with I'm grateful for. And I mean, I wrote like 2 full pages of that. And it's like, holy crap, like, it didn't even take me this long to write it. Then I just kept like reading it to myself and just really connecting with the memory. So what I want to do in this episode is I won't do everything because otherwise we're going to be on for really, really long. And I just want to give you, I don't know, maybe like a quick inspiration. So I'm going to read a few for you because it's so fresh. And I think that as a digital nomad, and that's actually what I want to say before I go into some of the things I'm very grateful for, is that as a digital nomad, I love traveling. I've been doing this for so long, which honestly, I realized this weekend that I need to go slow-mad. Like Kristen Vera talks a lot about this as well. She was on a podcast, but I really need it right now. Like I'm so excited to work on the business, to focus on a few connections that I have and, you know, just also focus on myself a lot. I've been so busy with other things and not kind of the internal. That's what I really crave. What I love about designing my own lifestyle and that everything is so dynamic in this digital nomad life is that you can act on that. So if you have a strong desire for something, right? I love that moment when you can just like sit down or stand still or just be at least in a space as you can say, okay, what do I really need? What is so extremely important for me right now to feel good, to connect with myself? Or if it's at a moment where you feel like you need a lot of external connectiveness, so traveling to a place where you can find a lot of digital nomads, or maybe your desire is more like, oh, I really want nature, whatever that is, like the self-reflectiveness of people in this lifestyle is extremely high. And that's why the people that practice a lot of self-reflectiveness, you know, like a lot of meditation kind of things, a lot of gratefulness practices, like those things, you don't have to be extremely spiritual for that, but just being like open-minded and reflect and be vulnerable to yourself and others, like those people, they have a more sustainable lifestyle. This is not science. This is just something that I have observed specifically after meeting so many nomads in a very short moment of time. All right. So I had that moment too. I felt it so strong. I was on an airplane, 2.5 hours of doing nothing. So I was like, you know, I have my notebook in my bag anyways, let's go for it. Yeah, so I just want to read out a few. Actually, there are two things I'm very grateful for, which is all about friendship. Friendships in the Netherlands. So those are my friends that I grew up with. And there are a few friendships there, and specifically two friendships that I, or people that I met this trip. And it was just so nice to connect with them. Like it was, I always connect with them and I really love them. But there was just something different about it this time. And just looking back at my trip, and that was very in the beginning of the trip, I was like, I'm so grateful to for these people that they want to sustain a friendship with someone that doesn't live in their country, that doesn't understand a lot of the societal things and society things anymore because I am not there. And someone, they want to be friends too and invest in a friendship with me, even though I, you know, I have a very different life. They're also both not entrepreneurs. So it's a very different lifestyle that we live, but our friendships are extremely strong and I learn a lot from them and they learn from me. So I was very grateful for those friendships and for my friends. Now, the other thing I was very grateful for that I wrote down, and this is more about my family, is that it's kind of the same thing. Like I don't really come home a lot. And I have been a little bit in a space where I was like, nah, don't come home. I don't come home. Maybe next summer. And I don't have any regrets, but I do think that a part of me being in Europe is also an opportunity to be closer to home. And I love that. So I spend some time with my parents, which I really, really love. Spend time with my brother, my sister, my nieces, my nephews. Like it was really, really nice. And I noticed that because I put the effort in now as well to, you know, like be closer to home and actually go back home and take that trip and join a birthday party and do all these things. I feel like we are more connected now. So yes, I think I have always sort of been like, oh, abroad is nicer, better, anything like that. I think at the time being, that was more what I was interested in. But now, no, I feel really grateful for that I can be closer to home. So lots of love also to my family because it's the same principle. Like I'm kind of like the adventurous crazy one that lives this weird lifestyle. But you know, they still welcome me as a family member. So I'm very grateful for that. Now, I already said to you guys, I went on this women's weekend and this was not a highly curated group. So because of that, the conversations that we had, the connections that we made, it was mind-blowing. I want to do like a separate episode just on that, like why it's so important to meet up with friends, because otherwise it will be talking for a long time. But what I want to share just now is that I was so grateful for it because there were a lot of unexpected feelings, insights, perspectives that I gained from that trip, from that weekend, talking with women between 26 and 57, I believe. So that is a wide range of ages. Some people have families, they are nomadic with families. Other people do have families but are not nomadic, but they have remote companies. I met someone that I actually connected with quickly on LinkedIn, and I was like, oh, I would love to connect with this person, but I'm like, oh, you must be so busy. This woman was there as well, which I had a very strong connection with. It was really cool to meet Juliana in real life because that was the first time she was on my podcast talking about how to find a remote job. I saw Rowena again. She's also been on my podcast. So it was really, really cool. Now, the other thing that was kind of a pivot for me personally and professionally is that you guys know me from Digital Nomads Daily. And I don't know, for some of the listeners here, they have noticed probably that I talk a little bit more about entrepreneurship and marketing lately, but that is because always behind the scenes, I've, you know, like making my money in other ways. One of these ways is a marketing agency that I've been building, specifically more focused for the last months. And it's been going really well. We're hiring. I have amazing clients. And I realized that I did a workshop there about how to create your marketing basics, like a foundational marketing strategy for freelancers, solopreneurs, smaller businesses. They don't have the resource to hire big teams. So we did this workshop and it was like, there were so many questions. I was so much in my element. It was so natural. And it was the first time I did a workshop specifically on marketing like this. And I loved it. And they loved it. And there were a lot of questions and there was a lot of follow-up from that. So that was a huge, huge thing for me as well. So I'm really grateful for everything in that weekend, like just being there, being with amazing people, getting, you know, like inspire other people, but also really, really get inspired. I felt so at home. I felt normal. I felt special. I don't know. Wow. I had a lot of feelings that I was feeling, and it was great. Another part of my trip was connecting with other digital nomads, and that happened when I went to the city of Barcelona. It was amazing. I also want to give a special thank you to Mark, because Mark went on my podcast talking about his journey, a co-living space that he created. It's called Charisma with a K. In Barcelona, he's partnering up with a company. It's called Club Caramel, and it's basically a social club that also offers co-working. And I was able to be there for a few days, and that was amazing. I felt so at home. I felt so productive. I met amazing people. We had amazing dinners afterwards. Unfortunately, my stay wasn't so long. Otherwise, I would have joined a lot of the events that they were hosting as well. That made me feel like one differently about, like I was excited about being in Barcelona, which is really cool. I met amazing people. The conversations were like, again, like so inspiring and insightful and uplifting, and the energy was just so high. So if you are in a city or in a place and specifically you feel more the need for connectiveness, for inspiration, either be in a place where digital nomads and online entrepreneurs are hanging out, or just go to the place where that's happening. That's my tip, because it's incredible. And even though if you're not super far in your journey, doesn't matter, the support and the ideations and the inspiration is really, really epic. And I got a taste of that now as well. And I kind of miss that. Haven't been so much in the entrepreneurial hubs and in the nomad hubs lately. So yeah, I really missed it. So that was frigging fantastic. And there's another person that I also want to give a shout out to because it was so amazing. And this is my buddy Matt. So Matt and I met at Running Remote. He's one of those people that I not met online before I met him in real life. We hit it off as friends. It was so amazing. Then he also was in Spain after Running Remote in a co-live. We were talking about personal stuff, about business, about life. Now we're, you know, like figuring out how we can work together. So part of the reason I was in Barcelona was also to meet up with him and, you know, to talk a bit about business and connect. And we also had amazing times, and it was just so cool to have a nomadic business buddy. So also, if you are a business owner, or if you're a freelancer or something in like self-starter kind of go-getter kind of hub, and you do feel lonely, reach out to people. I am sometimes not doing that. And I realized from this weekend and this whole trip that I feel a little bit lonely in my business sometimes because my clients have me, but I don't have that person that I can bounce off ideas that's slightly more experienced, or, you know, that just sees things from a different perspective. And I realized that I'm more lonely in my business than I thought I was. That was hard to realize. But I'm a very positive person, so I also realized that I actually did not feel so lonely when I had certain people around me. So now I am on the mission to solve this by, you know, making connections. Luckily, I'm very good with online connections, so virtual meetups work for me. But even here, if I'm in Vienna or in other places, I want to meet other entrepreneurs and people, like mostly online entrepreneurs, because it's for me, it helps to feel less lonely. So yeah, again, going back to what I said, if you have a certain desire, a certain feeling, or something doesn't sit well, talk to people, find solutions, don't run around in circles, but just, you know, sit with the feelings, but don't go into like a deep hole. Just try to solve it if you can and take baby steps, no pressure. All right, now the other thing that I'm really, 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 really grateful for is actually just the Nomad community in general. I realized that because of you guys, you're all listening here to this podcast, also I'm sharing it, leaving reviews, sending me private messages. My podcast is growing, and it's never been my big goal to become, I don't know, the biggest podcast or to be even become a professional podcaster. But I do realize that the project starting a podcast to where it is today is way bigger than I sometimes realize. And I'm really grateful for it. I'm really grateful that people are listening. I'm really grateful also that during my breakup time and my heart was broken and I didn't post it for a little while because I just ran out of episodes and I couldn't record, that people came to me like, are you okay, Ninkinina? Like, I miss your episodes and all of that. So I honestly, I'm super freaking grateful for you, for the listeners, for the people that follow us on Instagram, for people that follow me personally on LinkedIn. You know, I'm a bit more of a LinkedIn girl than an Instagram girl. So I'm just really grateful for that. And also, I realized, and this is what I talked about in the marketing workshop that I gave for the female entrepreneurs, is that one of the strategies I have when I start working with entrepreneurs is I tell them to find marketing efforts or platforms, or social channels, that fit your personality. And for me, it's been podcasting. And yes, I don't earn like a shit ton of money with this podcast, but the connections I have now, the as in the new people that come into my life, the deep conversations, the events I get invited to, the brand I'm building, the amazing friendships I create, like, and this is not even in chronological order, this is just like all these things, the energy that I get from it. Also the team that is like, Nina, it's time for solo episodes. Like, you know, like recently you were talking about this. Maybe we can talk about that on the podcast. Like the just the whole energy around this podcast is really uplifting for me. And it always has been. So I want to end my gratefulness practice with that. I am really grateful for all of you listeners. Also, I'm grateful for that. I can give a peace of mind, piece of inspiration, share story from my own life, but also from other people, and bring that to you and keep inspiring you. And just like, just want to really let you know as well, I'm not on a mission to tell you how to live this lifestyle. My mission is to inspire you and to give you tools, resources, knowledge to live your digital nomad lifestyle, to live life on your own terms, to make your freedom choices, to set your freedom goals and do that in a way that works for you. And not follow just what other people are saying, but really give you tools and resources to tune in with yourself and live your life, right? So thanks for listening to this episode. Thank you for being here. I am now going to drink some water and enjoy my time in Vienna. Literally just arrived. Yeah, I'm excited to be here. This is going to be a bit of my hub. Well, until the end of the year. So yeah, going to be around Vienna. So if you're a listener and you are in Vienna, make sure to say hello because that would be amazing. All right. Happy nomading. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope it gave you more insights into how you can design your own lifestyle. The conversations on this podcast really showed me that there is not one secret way to success. If you want to build a lifestyle that works for you, you will need to put in the work to create a successful life and live it with confidence. This podcast wouldn't exist without the Digital Nomad community. And I'm so grateful for all the guests to share personal stories about what's happening behind the scenes. It's been super helpful for myself. And if you would like to continue learning, don't forget to check out the other episodes.